And we're back live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. This is Maxwell Lucas sitting in this segment for Mary Charlotte. And I am joined by the illustrious Kate Nelson of the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us, as she is many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How is everyone doing today?
What's going on? How you been?
I've been great. I've been taking lots of hikes, and New Mexico's so beautiful.
It really is. I'd like to remind everyone, encourage everyone to get out there and get outdoors this weekend.
Yeah.
Get some exercise. It's really the best thing to do, and I know I will be after the week I've had.
Blow up some steam. There's also wonderful, wonderful activities this weekend, and you can start today down at IAIA. From 2 to 6 p.m., they're having an open house. This sounds like tons of fun. You can tour the campus every half hour. They'll have screenings in the Digital Dome, an archery demonstration, a Polaroid photo booth. They're serving atole, the hot blue corn drink, and hot cocoa. They'll do a bronze pour at the Allen Hauser Sculpture and Foundry Building at 3:30 p.m. If you've never seen that happen, it's really cool. And they'll have a passport. If you get it stamped at 5 required locations, you're included in a drawing for special prizes. What a sweet gift they're doing for the community. That's 2 to 6 p.m. today down at the IAIA campus.
Let's see. At the Community Gallery downtown, there was a show called Narcissus featuring 22 New Mexico artists. Who are making modern self-portraits. It studies the effect on the individual in the digital age. That is downtown Santa Fe on Marcy Street. The opening is from 5 to 7 tonight. There is no fee for admission, and it promises to show off some of Santa Fe's finest talent. For more information, you can call 955-6707.
That sounds great. I saw a great exhibit this week in the Roundhouse Rotunda, the Santa Fe Book Arts Group. 65 of their artists have created wild sculptures out of book parts. And there's, oh goodness, there's robots, there's everything. It's really neat to see. It's open and available anytime the Roundhouse is open over on the east side of the Rotunda. Go and check it out.
I like just strolling through there. It's a
beautiful gallery. Yeah. One of the best galleries in the state.
Did anyone know? The more you know.
Thank you, Paula Tackett, for all you did to collect that art, by the way.
Indeed. Anyone interested in reading or in food, in sustainable food sources, this Monday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. is Slow Food Santa Fe's Book and Dinner Monday. This Monday, the book is Four Fish by Paul Greenberg, exploring our relationship with the ocean in a changing world. For more information, you can go to slowfoodsantafe.org. The dinner, again, is 6:30 on Monday.
Two great events to take young people to this afternoon. 4 p.m. at the Lafarge Library, Michael Stanwood will be performing Curious and Beautiful Instruments. And at 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, the Epic Artists will be performing. These are the junior version of Performance Santa Fe, the kids who are being coached and trained through these professional musicians here in Santa Fe. They've performed a number of times at our Palace of the Governors, and these kids are phenomenal. They're all going places. That's a free concert at the First Presbyterian Church, 5:30 p.m. today. Go and support local kids.
And the talent is overflowing here. This Sunday, the Serenata Group will be playing at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue at 3 p.m. The program is called Windfall and is a collection of gorgeous music for woodwinds featuring music of Fine, of Fine, Villalobos, Hindesmith, and others. A cornucopia of kaleidoscopic sounds. For more information, you can go to the Serenata Santa Fe website at... I don't have it. So,
Google Serenata.
Google Serenata. They're great, and they have a whole host of events coming up. So it's never too late to see some music performed by our own children or the professionals or everyone. As usual, there's more to see that can be seen.
On a more somber note, and one of those historical errors that we best not forget, 2 p.m. Sunday at the History Museum, Gail Okawa will be talking about compounded ironies. Japanese internee father's American patriot sons. Her grandfather was one of the internees at the internment camp here in Santa Fe. He was a reverend in Hawaii and was thus considered to be influential to his community and best be locked up. And even as he and other Japanese Americans were locked up in that camp in Santa Fe, their sons were being drafted or volunteering for service in World War II. And it's a tragic juxtaposition of our history. She'll be talking about that at 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's a free lecture. Please come on down and expand your mind on something that happened here in Santa Fe and here in our history.
Lest we forget our history of the somber and more fun varieties. Let's see, Saturday, November 14th. It's tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Collected Works Bookstore. Arthur Drucker will be giving a talk on his new book, Pie Town Revisited, about an interesting piece of rural New Mexican history. It will explore decades of pie baking down there in Pie Town. Have you been?
I've not been to the Big Pie Day event, but I've been to Pie Town a number of times.
It's fun, and I hear there's an interesting history down there. That's 2 p.m. tomorrow at Collected Works. If you want to know more, you can check it out.
In other pie news, Saturday is Holiday Pie Mania. There is pie news in Santa Fe. Local chefs will be showing off their baking skills with pie, ice cream, coffee, and more at the BuilderSource Appliance Gallery. That's from 1 to 4 p.m. If you go to holidaypiemania.com, they'll have all the details. I have to tell you that at the History Museum, one of our staff favorites is when we have Pie Friday.
Pie Friday.
Potluck. You bring anything that fits the definition of pie. Pizza pie, empanadas, cheesecake, quiche.
These are incidentally all of my favorite things. who doesn't like pie? Who doesn't like pie? We can build a whole town around it. This Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, there will be two novelists, Celeste Bradley and Susan Donovan, will be there reading from their romance novels. They write steamy romances, and they will introduce the film Love Between the Covers. There are reasons why romance novels sell better than other literary genres, and these novelists will give you some insight into the secrets of romance. So that's this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Cocteau.
There are dueling Peter Pan performances going on in Santa Fe. So I guess in Peter Pan news now, the Santa Fe Performing Arts Youth Program is presenting their non-musical adaptation of Peter Pan at the Armory for the Arts tonight, and then Saturday and Sunday, and next Saturday and Sunday as well. This program has received the 2012 Mayor's Award for Excellence in the Arts. Great way to support kids. 984-1370 for tickets. Meanwhile, Pandemonium Productions at the James Little Theater is presenting another Peter Pan, a musical version. And that one is Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. If you go to pandemoniumprod.org or call 982-3327, they'll have all the ticket info for you. Immersion in Peter Pan. Let's never grow up.
Peter Pan, our national hero here in the city difference. Two of Santa Fe's top art educators will be giving a workshop this Wednesday at Warehouse 21. They will be walking you through their creative process and helping you explore your own creativity. Gary Myers and Casey Anderson will be there doing a visual and musical exploration of the arts. You can join them at 7 p.m. Wednesday at Warehouse 21.
At the Cerritos Hills State Park tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m., Alan Osborne will be talking about New Mexico between Coronado and Oñate. It's sort of a little-known period of our history when Spanish explorers entered Pueblo country and left behind a legacy of contact and conflict. He'll be looking at the Rodriguez Chamuscado, Espejo, Castaño de Sosa, and Humana Bonilla expeditions. This is put on by the Humanities Council and the Department of Cultural Affairs, and it's also made possible by the support of the Cerritos Hills State Park Amigos. That's 2 p.m., Cerritos Hills State Park. If you haven't been out there, it should also be a nice weekend to just walk the perimeter trail and get some great views of the Galisteo Basin. Really pretty out there.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
This one gets my pick. If you don't want to drive all the way to Galisteo but want to get outside, and I highly encourage you to do so, the Audubon Center studio tour is today at 2 p.m.
I've always wanted to do that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
It's a beautiful old estate up there.
Yeah, Randall Davies' studio and house, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
The house is beautiful. It's up there at the very end of Canyon Road.
Nice.
There's a preserve all around the house, and there's a couple of active artists in there, and they'll periodically let you see what they're working on.
Wonderful.
So it's some beautiful art happening in a beautiful setting. The admission is affordable, and I think it's very worth it. That's 2 p.m. at the Audubon Center. To get there, you just drive up Canyon Road until you can't anymore, and then you park your car and you get out. It's easy to find, it's fun to do, and it'll get you outside and looking at some of New Mexico's natural beauty.
Neat time to be looking at birds, too. I was surprised the other day. I live in the Sandia foothills, far from the Rio Grande, and cranes were flying up above my house, so I heard them all up there burbling before I could even find them way high up. That was a really special moment this week. Sunday is Georgia O'Keeffe's birthday, and if you go to the Children's Museum from 1 to 5 p.m., they will help you celebrate it. They'll have lots of art activities, including beaded corn on the cob, a corn mosaic, bubble wrap corn. You can explore the Georgia O'Keeffe designated garden bed, which was is planted with things Georgia herself liked to grow and eat. I'm not sure what it'll look like right now, but that's kind of neat. And you can join them in making one of Georgia's recipes using produce that was grown especially for their celebration. 1 p.m. on Sunday at the Santa Fe Children's Museum. More info at 989-8359. Take the kids.
This Sunday, from 1 to 5 p.m., Rabbi Malka Drucker, friend of the program, and a few others will be giving a workshop entitled The Jewish Way of Death, Dying, and Healing. It is going to be an interesting exploration of the unknown aspects of our life. That is at the Santa Fe Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. And for more, you can email the rabbi at Malka, that's M-A-L-K-A, at malkadrucker.com.
Another way to support young student artists, the New Mexico School for the Arts is presenting their second annual tribute to Mara Robinson, a wonderful benefactor of the arts here in Santa Fe, Tuesday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Lensic. They will be performing classical, romantic, and baroque music, and you'll need tickets, so do the Lensic thing, 988-7050. There's more information at nmschoolforthearts.org. I love those kids. I just think they're rocking the world right now. They'll be performing at Christmas at the Palace on December 11th. Wait, we'll talk about that closer to the date, but neat school, neat kids.
Indeed. In local theater news, at El Museo, starting tonight, local director Janet Davidson has put together a cast of local stars. And the play is The Country House by Donald Margiles. It's a family drama. And I think we had it on this program earlier this week. So if you want to know more, you can go to SantaFeRadioCafe.org and hear from the director and the cast. That opens tonight, and the show is at 7:30. It is affordable, and it is right downtown at El Museo Cultural in the Farmers Market Plaza.
Terrific. Wednesday, 1 to 4 p.m., over at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, there will be a pottery demonstration by Randy and J.C. Nahohai. Forgive me for butchering your name. They are Zuni Pueblo artists, and they will be working in the Buxbaum Pottery Gallery, which also features a display of historic Zuni works. If you haven't been up to the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture lately, get there. They've got some wonderful new exhibits, and it's always fun to walk through their main exhibit.
If you're interested in drumming or learning to drum, there's a workshop by Ra Kalam Bob Moses, sponsored by Fresh Santa Fe. It is happening this Sunday from 1 to 4. Fresh Santa Fe is located on Cooks Road here in Santa Fe. Space is available, so you can call them to reserve a space at 270-2654. Or you can visit the Fresh Santa Fe website. It looks like it's affordable, instructive, and will be a good way to get some instruction if you want to learn how to play the drum kit.
Neato. Monday evening, there's one of the popular Southwest Seminars lectures over at the Hotel Santa Fe, and one of my favorites, Don Usner, favorite writer and photographer Don Usner, will be talking about chasing dichos through Chimayo. Don is helping us on the lowriders exhibit that we're opening in May at the History Museum.
There is such a thing.
There is such a thing. It's going to be so cool. We're going to have actual cars in the lobby. It'll be amazing.
It's going to be really cool.
Don is just a font of knowledge about northern New Mexico and has been collecting these wonderful Spanish dichos for years, has written about them in books and magazine articles. Go hear him at 6 p.m. on Monday at the Hotel Santa Fe. You can get more info at southwestseminars.org.
The Patina Gallery has a show opening tonight. This is work in mixed metals. The show is called Heavy Metal and Atherocyte by Arthur Ducker and Daphne Krinos. The Patina Gallery is on Palace Avenue. And there will be a reception tonight from 5 to 7. You can find out more by calling the gallery at 986-3432.
It's a really fun gallery. They have very playful artists and neat stuff going on there. So duck your head and find out what's going on. There is a Font of Knowledge happening Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., the Santa Fe Native Plant Society will have over at Christ Lutheran Church, will have Melanie Gisler speaking on A Promising Future for Native Plants and Pollinators in New Mexico. It's a free lecture over at Christ Lutheran Church. And boy, with all the drought and climate change issues, that sounds fascinating. An hour later at 7:30, there's a Santa Fe Institute lecture over at the James Little Theater. Neurophilosopher Patricia Churchland talks about What Shapes Our Personality. That's another free lecture. And then over at the Santa Fe Art Institute at 7 p.m., they're doing one evening, 20 inspiring talks, 140 seconds apiece. Artists and residents and community members get to stand up, and they have slides, and they have just a couple of minutes to talk about some topic that very much interests them. It's a neat way to kind of fill your head with a lot of creative thoughts and then go home and do something creative with it yourself. Wednesday evening, you can build your brain.
More opportunities to build your brain. Writer and activist Doug Fine, who we've had on the show, and if you want to hear more about Doug Fine, you can go to SantaFeRadioCafe.org and search his name. He wrote a book called Weed the People. He's an advocate for reform in marijuana policy here in America, and he is a smart guy with a lot to say. He will be speaking, let's see, tomorrow at 7 in the evening at Santa Fe Community College. There is a price for admission, but it is inexpensive, and he will be discussing the advantages of growing hemp and hit the method that he uses to do so called tri-cropping. He is riding a wave of change in American thinking, and I think he's way cool and worth checking out. That's 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the community college. To find out more, you can call them at 428-1000.
The Harlem String Quartet is in town, and they're doing three events this weekend. What a great way to engage young people and new people in classical music. On Sunday at the Unitarian Church at 4 p.m., They will be performing Rumpelstiltskin for string quartet and storyteller. So great, great event for kids. On Monday evening, 7:30 p.m. at the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art, they will be performing with special guest Eddie Daniels, a clarinetist. Tickets for that are at ticketsantafe.org. And then I think they're also part of Joe Illick's discussion, Notes on Music, Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. at the United Church of Santa Fe. And that'll be focusing on chamber music. Again, ticketsantafe.org or Google Harlem String Quartet. They just sound like an amazing group. I haven't heard them yet, and I just might hear them this weekend.
Many opportunities for music, classical and otherwise. Friend of the program, David Geist, will be appearing as usual at the Pranzo Italian Grill in the San Busco Center. And Mr. Geist wants to remind us that the Pranzo Grill is not moving when the
New Mexico School for the Arts
moves into the San Busco Center. But the Pranzo Grill and the David Geist Cabaret will still be playing show tunes and other piano songs. That is 6 to 9 tonight, no cover. The band Crow and Captain will be playing Americana and blues tunes at the 2nd Street Brewery in the Rail Yard at from 6 to 9, no cover. Let's see. Alma Castro and De Santiago Nava will be playing classic blues at the Starlight Lounge at Montecito. That's 7 to 9 tonight, no cover. Brandon James will be playing piano and cello at Vanessi, starting at 8, no cover.
With cello, how interesting, at Vanessi.
Yeah.
Tempting. Monday evening for more music at the San Miguel Chapel Music Series, High Desert Strings Orchestra will perform music of Puccini, Tchaikovsky, and Rimsky-Korsakov. That's at 7 p.m., and it's free Monday. Also Saturday, over at the Lensic, this sounds fascinating, the Rumi Concert. The ecstatic poetry of Rumi comes to life in a feast of music, dance, story, and humor. Coleman Barks, poet and translator, Jai Uttal, vocal instrument, Glenn Velez, world percussion, and Zuleika, story dancer, will be performing. 7 p.m. Saturday, get your tickets at the Lensic. That just sounds dreamy.
And one more for classic rock fans. Don Curry's rock show, the CS Rock Show, at El Farol tomorrow night from 9 to close. Just one of too many musical events that one person could not possibly see. So pick and choose people, but get out there and support the live music, which we have much, much of.
Very talented people in this town. Now for something completely different. Monday evening over at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, it's Suicide Girls Black Heart Burlesque Charity Event.
Hey.
7 to 9 p.m. It's for pop and geek culture, a burlesque extravaganza. It's benefiting the Wild Spirit Wolf Sanctuary. You can go to JeanCocteauCinema.com or call 466-5528.
Hey, and it's all for a good cause.
Oh, yeah.
For the literary types out there, our friend and scholar Adam Harvey does a weekly James Joyce reading group in the public library every Saturday morning at 10:30 in the morning. That's upstairs in the downtown public library. If you know a lot about James Joyce or know nothing at all, Mr. Adam Harvey can fill you in on why you should care.
One of my favorite libraries. Thursday, the School for Advanced Research has a lecture at 5:30 p.m. Navajo weaver Marlo Catoni, who's their artist in residence, there'll be a reception and an open studio. You need to email iarc@sarsf.org for more information. Also that evening at 7 p.m. at IAIA Center for Lifelong Education, William S. Yellowrobe Jr., a playwright, will be talking about Native Stories Disney Wouldn't Touch. So head on over for that. And it looks like that will repeat on November 20th, Friday, November 20th. So if you can't make it this weekend, put it on your calendar for next.
This is interesting. Iconic Coffee Roasters is having a coffee tasting. If you would like to taste their newest coffee from Sumatra, You can stop by tomorrow at from 9 to 11 in the morning. It is free, and you can get a sample of a new exotic coffee varietal. And I'm sure there will be experts on hand to tell you all about how to appreciate this new variety of coffee.
That's great. I love coffee.
who doesn't?
Wednesday evening over at the Lensic, Awakening in Taos, the Mabel Dodge Lujan story. It's the world premiere of the director's cut of this one-hour biographical documentary of everyone's favorite salonist in Taos. The film was produced in Santa Fe. There's a pre-screening party at 5 p.m. at Blue Rain Gallery on Lincoln Avenue. The premiere is at 7 p.m. at the Lensic. Go to ticketsantafe.org and figure out which and all of those events that you want to go to. Where would Taos be without Mabel Dodge Lujan's supportive art and intellectual conversation?
And these are the characters that make New Mexico history happen.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget, breakdancing workshop for B-Boys and B-Girls is happening tonight at 5 p.m. at Warehouse 21. I keep promising to do this, and I haven't actually bitten the bullet and gone over there, but I'm very curious. And if anyone is interested in learning to breakdance, you can do that tonight at 5 p.m. It is free and seems to be happening every single week.
There's a benefit for the Food Depot on Saturday, Cranksgiving. You ride your bike, you start at the Cowgirl Cafe, and there's a scavenger hunt to find a checklist of items from local stores and bike shops. You can win prizes if you're quick enough. You've got to carry this stuff on your bike, so you're pedaling from one to one while carrying this stuff. Take some money to purchase it for the food donations. It all goes to the Food Depot. It sounds like a kind of a crazy fun way to do some good deeds this weekend.
If you are interested in comic books, local artist and writer Turner Mark Jacobs will be signing his new graphic novel Dreams of a Warrior at Big Adventure Comics tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4. Dreams of a Warrior is a story of a young Sioux man struggling to earn his place in warrior society. Looks like a good read, and it's always good, in my opinion, to support the local comic book artists, and Big Adventure Comic Books, which, did you know, is the only comic book shop remaining in the state. It is the only exclusive comic book store in New Mexico.
Oh, good for them. I'm amazed at that stat, though.
Yeah, so get over there and get a signed copy of a new comic by a local artist.
Singing in choirs helped get me through high school and college, and on Thursday evening, Santa Fe University of Art and Design is joining the St. John's College Choir at 6 p.m., First Presbyterian Church. Go hear a joyful noise. It's free.
And let's not forget the original Santa Fe Ghost Tour. Halloween has come and gone, but that does not mean that the ghosts have not. You can join the ghosts around downtown on a weekly basis. You can pick up the tour at the St. Francis Hotel at 5:45 tomorrow night.